Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. Did you have a bad sleep last night? Have you had several of these nights lately? Perhaps you feel sleep deprived. You're not alone. Well, today's episode will help you feel a little better at expressing this feeling in English. This episode is all about the noun deprivation and the verb to deprive. Deprive first came from Latin, with de meaning off or away, and privare from privis, meaning individual or private. It appeared in Old French as depriver, then into Middle English as depriven, before becoming the word we know today. So, to deprive originally meant to take something away from someone. The noun deprivation was first used in the late 14th century, often in religious or legal contexts. Its modern meaning is the state of lacking something essential. Here are five common ways native English speakers use this word, deprivation. Feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat the sentences. 1. Sleep deprivation. Example, chronic sleep deprivation can affect your memory and mood. 2. Sensory deprivation. Example, in sensory deprivation tanks, people float in silence and darkness to relax. 3. Food or water deprivation. Example, the hostages suffered from severe food deprivation. 4. Social deprivation. Example, social deprivation during the pandemic affected the development of many children. 5. Economic deprivation. Example, children growing up in economic deprivation face numerous barriers. And next, here are two ways to use deprived, the adjective, in modern English. 1. Sleep deprived. Example, I'm dangerously sleep deprived this week. 2. Deprived upbringing. Example, he had a deprived upbringing but became a successful business owner. My favourite phrase using the verb deprive is don't deprive yourself. It means let yourself enjoy something. Don't deny yourself fun, comfort, or happiness. We often say this phrase to each other in English to encourage self-compassion or rewarding oneself, especially when someone feels guilty about doing something enjoyable. Here are three example sentences. 1. Don't deprive yourself of dessert. Just have a smaller portion. 2. You've been working hard. Don't deprive yourself of a break. 3. You love art. Don't deprive yourself. Go to the exhibition. So, is there something you want to enjoy, but you are depriving yourself of it? Go ahead and let me know in the comments. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. You certainly didn't deprive your brain of English. I'm proud of you for listening and practicing, even if you are suffering from sleep deprivation. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. If you do, please feel free to subscribe, like, leave a comment or a review. I would really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to our next bite-sized lesson together. So, Come hungry for knowledge.